Listening to CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. A security company based in Montreal is profiting off of contracts with America's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE. GardaWorld is a security company located here in Montreal. It recently made $111 million U.S. in contracts with ICE across the border. At the same time, GardaWorld received a $300 million subsidy from the Quebec government, and federally, it has received over $100 million in government contracts. While receiving these investments from Canada, GardaWorld has successfully sought out contracts with ICE in the United States. They received an $8 million U.S. contract for work on the detention center in Florida known as Alligator Alcatraz, a place where Amnesty International has alleged human rights abuses. South of the border, raids from ICE are dominating the political landscape. ICE have killed 8 people in the United States in 2026 at the time of this report, with increasing additional reports of harassment, brutalization, and sexual assault. As families are broken up, citizens and non-citizens alike are detained, jailed, and deported without trial. Celeste Trianon is a local activist here in Montreal. She is raising awareness about GardaWorld's ties to ICE.
How is it that people here are actively working to enable what is happening down there, what's pretending on this side of the border, that we're somehow a good company rooted in local values and all that? It's disgusting. And it should be cause for concern for pretty much anyone in Montreal.
Trianon is particularly concerned about GardaWorld providing staff at Alligator Alcatraz.
Disgusting. It's disgusting that the same person that might be patrolling the local shopping mall or the local courthouse or the local, you know, just your local average business. How can this person's employer be the same people who are in turn employing literal, you know, the guardians of concentration camps down south?
For activists like Trianon, Canada's international reputation relies on this moment, which she sees as an opportunity for Canada to distance itself from the United States and its actions, both economically and morally.
In practice, it means taking drastic measures which we might never have considered a year ago or 10 years ago. These are measures which include prohibiting all arms trades with the U.S., prohibiting the use of Canadian, you know, any military equipment manufactured in Canada in the United States. That's been a demand of the pro-Palestine movement for the last few years. And it also applies when it comes to opposing ICE, because you don't know how it's going to be used.
Trianon is organizing a protest on Friday, February 13th, to bring attention to GardaWorld's involvement with ICE. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
We'll be right back. Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you.
Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Tavern Tour is back. From February 12th to 14th, more than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint Laurent, and Rue Saint Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owens, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch and Mark Hurtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Fax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a Sirius XM presentation.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
No.
You talking to me?
And
I got to stop doing that, Jay. Every single show I do that. CJLO 1690, this is the Electric Messiah radio show. Yeah, Aldo.
What's up?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you know it was his birthday? No, eh?
Not until you mentioned it 5 minutes ago.
That's right, yeah. And it was my birthday 4 days ago. So
happy birthday, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks. Happy birthday to me, too.
A couple of Aquarius.
Over yeah, here. Yeah.
We don't talk about our birthdays. Aquarii.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a metal birthday.
Now
it is. So to start the show, we played Dead Heat. We played the song Perpetual Punishment off the album Process of Elimination. And through Process of Elimination, I'll find out the next two songs. It was the second song. What?
Yeah,
the second song was Temple of Void with the song The Crawl, which is a new single from their off of Relapse Records from the upcoming album coming out March 6th, 2026. And the third song that you heard was by a band called Cemetery Rain with their song Pendulum Clock, and that was released yesterday.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was last week, bro.
No, it says on the on their Apple Music, released February 11th.
It was then.
Well, yeah. I believe you. I believe you though. And they're from New Mexico, not the old one, the new one. All right, yeah.
Where is? We have a special guest.
We have a special guest today. This week's guest is Anna Pest, and with us here in studio is Anna Pest. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're here to talk about your new album.
Your awesome music.
Your awesome new album, Dark Arms Reach Skyward with Bone White Fingers 2, Be Not Afraid. This was released January 1st, 2026. First day of the new year. I'll go out on a limb. It will probably be the best release of a Montreal heavy metal band this year.
I believe
year.
That.
Yeah.
That's so sweet of you to
this,
say.
Well, when I put on this album, immediately it hit me, and I just listened from beginning to end.
Same.
Yeah, and I loved every part of it. Not all albums from other bands do that to me, but this album did that to me. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. That's a huge honor.
Well, it sounds great. And the production is great on it also. Let's just jump into a quick song and we'll come right back just to let the people... What song were we going to play?
But what's the name of the album again?
You want me to say it
yes,
again?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dark Arms Reach Skyward with Bone White Fingers 2.
Nice.
Be Not Afraid. And this song is called Pull the Switch.
On CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Hell yeah.
Man, that was hard, huh?
Thank you. Thank
shizzle.
Mama,
we can say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shizzle.
Crazy.
Wow. So that was, what was
the switch.
Pull the Switch. Yeah. Featuring Typeface.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind that song?
Yeah.
Behind that song? Man, I could talk for like an hour straight about any one of these, but I won't. I'll keep it short.
Oh,
so like, I'm trans, right? I have in the past written songs about the experience of being a trans person. I'm not really interested in doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Our former bass player, however, impressed on me the importance of, in the current political climate, if you will, writing about the experience of existing in this time as a trans person. And I guess this song was kind of, well, it's really like a rallying cry, right? It's me, I guess, putting my faith in the bravery of trans people and asking, you know, basically just saying, stand up for yourself.
Like, nice.
If you find yourself in a position where your life is in danger, find the bravery to do what you have to do to stay alive.
And
right?
Fight.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of humor in the song as well. So this is a bit of a funny story. So like ages ago on Twitter, I made a post through the band account. It was completely a joke. I was like a petition to change Anna Pest's listed lyrical themes on Encyclopedia Metallum to include anime, social issues, sex, and cannibalism. because we have a...
For sure went viral. No?
Yeah, we have more than one song about any of those things. And someone actually took me seriously and like updated our lyrical themes on Metallum.
Well, that's nice.
To include those things. Yeah, which was nice. Yeah. Except I'm like, wait, we have
tongue
like three songs about cannibalism. That's not nearly enough to deserve a tag.
Right.
So when I'm writing this song, I'm like, we need to write more songs about eating people.
Right.
So the song like culminates at the end. It's like, you know, fight for yourself, stand up for yourself. And it just kind of escalates
people.
Until it gets to like the end of the song is just, I'm describing eating some poor sod, you know.
Sod.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. More
Human
cannibal
tacos.
Songs. Human tacos. Wow. Mutilation barbecue.
That's it.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Let's play another song.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's jump into here. Let's see. Let's play another song that has a feature on it. We'll
sure.
let you pick it.
A song with a feature.
Yeah.
From the same album.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's do Moongazer. That's the big single.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here it is. Moongazer featuring
Abriction. Yes.
Anything to say before we play it?
She is maybe my favorite artist.
Yeah.
Actually.
Montreal as well?
No. She's from the Bronx. She currently lives in Alabama. I guess you'd call her like a black gaze artist, but she's done a million things. She started off doing like beat tapes. Started doing shoegazy stuff. She's really versatile and just very emotionally, like, attuned as an artist.
Nice.
I really love that about her.
All right, here it is. Moongazer, CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio.
Holy shit!
CJLO 1690. Wow. That was that might be the longest song on the album, I think.
It is.
704. No.
Oh, no. It's just it's like a couple seconds yeah. shorter than the last song.
A Benediction is the longest song.
That's the one.
Yeah. Featuring Ash Breather. Mm-hmm. So how does that work?
How does what work?
Well, Ash Breather is... Who's in Ash Breather?
Okay, so the only member of Ash Breather... first of all, the drummer of Ash Breather, Colin, is our drummer.
Correct.
And other than that, it's Charlie and McKay. McKay is featured on that song only. He's playing the saxophone.
Okay, so that's the feature from Ash Breather.
Precisely.
Colin is not there.
Colin is in the band. So,
right.
Yeah.
So he's also in Ash Breather / Anna Pest, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Okay, so that answers my question.
Yeah.
So that therefore Ash Breather is not on every song because that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it.
No, because Colin does not constitute the entirety nor the majority of Ash Breather.
Well, that answers that. So Moongazer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good. It's a banger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're saying it's your most popular song that you play live?
Is it the one with
the most streams?
The one with the most streams would be the first track, which is pretty normal for an album that's like early in its release cycle.
Yeah, that's right.
It has disproportionately many plays.
Right. Second Impact is the song, right?
Precisely. Yeah. Second Impact is the first song. But it's got more plays than it should this early in the game. Most people who listen to the album tell me it's their favorite, and I kind of made it that way on purpose.
That Moongazer is their favorite?
I read something somewhere a while ago, I couldn't tell you where, but it says that like hits, you don't like write a hit the same way you would an average song. Like hits are like weapons, right?
Okay.
They're engineered to like press very specific buttons. And like when I came up with like that chorus, I knew right away it's like, this is going to be a hit. This is going to be one of the standout tracks on the record. And I need to frame it accordingly, right?
Yeah.
Once you've got a good hook.
Exactly. A good hook is everything.
Well, it worked perfectly.
Yeah, it works great.
I have a question, though. Which song that surprised you the most that you didn't think would rock the crowd but was a sleeper?
A sleeper hit.
Because I've played some shows where I thought this particular song was not the strongest song, mm-hmm. but it turns out when you watch the mosh pit, it turns out, that one is
the secret song.
Yeah. Like
the one, secret sauce.
Totally.
The surpriser.
Like the one you pick as a hit is not the crowd favorite.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That would be a Benediction, the final song on the record.
Yeah.
I didn't expect, like, that song I actually wrote, I think, so the album came out January 1st. I finished writing that song at the end of October. Which is way too long to be finishing, like, writing a song for an album that's coming out in, like, 2 months.
Right.
And I just kind of, like I knew it was a good song. Like, obviously, it wasn't thrown together or whatever, but I don't think I realized how, like, solid of a track it was until people started telling me, like, yo, that last track is something.
I'm telling you, this is a solid track.
Thank you.
I love the way that this song opens.
Mm. I haven't heard this song.
You haven't heard it?
That's why I was asking, because if you have 10 songs and you're picking which one's going to be your first single, and then you pick that one, but then you play live, everybody's reacting to track number 6, and that was the last one you'd pick.
Yeah.
You never know.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, here, let's play it. This is A Benediction from the album...
Dark Arms Reach Skyward with Bone White Fingers Part 2. Be Not Afraid by Anna Pest.
There you go.
Wow. There we go.
On CJLO 1690.
We'll be right back.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
The Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Galbe, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is P-H-O-Q-U-E-O-F-F.com.
CJLO 1690, you're listening to the Electric Messiah radio show every Thursday, now from 8 to 9, until April 5th, that is, because we're accommodating the show that was before us.
But we like it better.
Yeah, we like this slot better, and they're not getting it back. So I say.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, so we're here in studio with Anna Pest.
Hello.
We're here with Jay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Aldo.
Hello.
And I am Chuck. Hello, Chuck. Yes. So let's continue with the theme of pests. I'd like to play a song from a group from England. I think they're from London. They're called Pest Control. And their album, I think it's from last year. It's called Year of the Pest. Now, we saw them. Who'd they play with? Was it Nails and Terror? Was it that show?
Yes.
I think it was that show. And
you nailed it right in.
Was it Obituary? We were at that show together, AJ?
Probably.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got money off me for a Nails shirt. I remember. Remember
they
that?
Opened.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, and they opened. Anyway, so let's do this. This is Parasitic Mind Control, that's the song, PMC, by Pest Control, here on CJLO 1690.
By the feeling in my brain.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Pest Control, PMC, yep. Parasitic Mind Control. Yeah, they were great. Yeah, Club Soda last summer with Nails, Terror. Was it Obituary?
I think so.
I think it was Obituary.
But she was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, they're great. Anyway, let's keep it moving. We have about 9 minutes left in the show, so let's play another song. Let's play another song off the new album.
Sure, totally.
Yep, let's keep it going. What should we get to?
Well, I could tell you what my favorite one is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's fit for air, but
no, yeah.
my favorite song on the album is Sun Dancer, for sure.
What can you tell us about it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say if you want to know, like, in detail what it's about, definitely read the words. Okay, I'll like give you the super brief
synopsis.
Sticky.
Yeah.
So like this summer I went kind of crazy. I was feeling super lonely. I think a lot of people realize this in adulthood that like they're surrounded by people that they love who are like good people, you know, who are kind and care about them, but don't really understand them in the way they want to be understood, right? And I was feeling that kind of loneliness, and I just felt like I needed something to shake things up. So I went kind of nuts and did this crazy thing that involved me like hooking up with a lot of different people and getting caught up in weird adventures, a lot of weird nights. And I guess at the end of it, I just kind of learned something about myself, and I learned something about the kind of relationships I'm looking to foster in life. And yeah, the song is basically about that moment of discovery. And it starts off very kind of like just talking abstract. And by the end, I just wanted to like lay it out and just say concretely what was actually happening physically while I was going through this. So it's a bit jarring, but I think it's powerful for it.
Right. Well, here it is. This is a Sun Dancer.
I like it.
By Anna Pest, CJLO, 1690 AM. We'll be right back. CJLO. That was Sun Dancer by Anna Pest from the album Dark Arms. What is it?
Dark Arms Reach Skyward with Bone White Fingers 2. Be Not Afraid.
Yeah, that's right. Released January 1st of this year. So we have about just less than a minute left. Plug everything you got.
Sure thing. We're playing a show Friday, April 24th at Turbo House. We're going to be playing with Washout and Abriction. It will be Abriction's first show ever, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah. So coming from New York?
Coming all the way from Alabama.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And new album is out everywhere. Your favorite streaming platform, Bandcamp, all that. Check it out and read the lyrics.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Yeah, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it. And we'd love to have you back. There's so much more we need to discuss.
Awesome. It would be my pleasure. And thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Please listen to Anna Pest.
Yeah, check out Anna Pest at Anna Pest Metal, right?
Yes, that's right.
On all social. And that's it for the show. We'll see you next Thursday, 8 to 9, CJLO on the Electric Messiah Radio Show.